ready to start. We'll start one time with homage to the Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Okay, so today is March 30th, 2015. And we are doing lesson 10 in the initial reading. And we're on section number 2. This is a story from the Dhammapada commentary. And just to review the stories that we've covered. Okay, there's a crippled boy who's very skilled in throwing stones so that he could cut out from the leaves the shapes of different animals. Okay, so one day the king comes by and sees that he sees the animal shapes cut out from the leaves, and he inquires who has done that, and he learns about the crippled boy. Then he calls the boy and he asks him to help him with a problem that he has. The problem is with his Purohita, that's like his advisor or chief minister, who's too talkative. Chihuahua type dog. So he asks whether the boy would be able, when the minister is talking a lot, to take a bowl full of goat dung, which comes in little droplets, and shoot them into the mouth of the chief minister. Okay, and the boy says that he can do that, and then he asks the king to bring him the bowl full of the goat dung, and the boy will stay behind the curtain, and while the king is talking to his chief minister, the boy will shoot the dung into the minister's mouth. Ding the dong ma. Goat dung in Chinese is dung is
yang da bian.
Ah?
Yang.
Yang.
Okay, dung is?
Yang. San yang.
San
yang.
Yang is goat.
Yang.
But the dung.
Fun.
Fun.
Fun. Fun. Fun. Fun. That's it. Yang fun. Not fun like English. Fun. Okay, so now we're ready to resume. So the last sentence we had was aham eta kattabang jani samiti. So this is the boy says, I will know what should be done here, or to be done about that. Okay, now we continue. Raja tata karesi.
Raja tata karesi.
Okay, the king. Then karesi is the causative verb based on karoti. So we have the verb karoti, which means to do. Let me share the screen. And to make this causative, well, if it, the regular form would be kareti, that would be the present tense, to cause to do. But this is the, what form of the verb is this?
Past tense.
What is it called? Karesi?
Auris.
Right. It's called the auris. Or we could call it simply the past tense.
Karesi is past tense, you said?
Yeah, yeah. So the king had him do so. He had the boy make those arrangements. Okay. Iteropi.
Iteropi.
Katari yagena.
Katari yagena.
Saniyang chidang katva.
Saniyang chidang katva.
Purohitasa ranya sadding.
Purohitasa ranya sadding.
Katentasa.
Katentasa.
Muke vivata mate.
Muke vivata mate.
Ekang.
Ekang.
Ajalandikang kipi.
Ajalandikang kipi.
Okay, so itero means the other one. And this is referring to the boy, because the previous sentence says the king had this done. And so the other one of the two is the boy. So the other one, that is the boy, Katariya Agena. Katari is a scissor, and aga is the tip, but it would be the blade of the scissor, the edge of the scissor. Or we would just say the scissor in English. With a scissor, saniyang is the locative case of the word sani, which means curtain. So in the curtain, chidang is a hole. Katva, having made. So the other one, the boy, having made a hole in the curtain with a scissor, purohitasa ranya sadin katain tasa. So here we have purohitasa, which goes with katain tasa. Purohita is the chief minister, and katainti, or the verb katainti, means to speak, to talk. And what form is this, katain tasa? What grammatical form?
Okay.
I'm not asking the case.
Present.
Genitive absolute.
Wait, June?
Genitive absolute.
It's a genitive absolute, but first, what form is katain tasa?
Present participle.
Right, it's the present participle. So it's the present participle being used together with purihatasa to make a genitive absolute. So while the minister was talking, and then we have talking going with ranya sadding. So sadding is together with, and then ranya is the instrumental case of the word raja, meaning king. So ranya is with the king. So sadding always takes the instrumental case.
So ranya is derived from raja?
It's just, it's not derived, it's simply the instrumental case of raja. Raja is the nominative case. So while the minister was talking together with the king, then muke vivata mate. Here muke means, or muka means mouth. Vivata means opened, and that ending mata gives the sense, here it gives the sense of as soon as. it means something like merely or simply. But in this case, as soon as his mouth was opened, or as soon as he opened his mouth, and it's the locative case, because here we have the repetition, ek ekung. That's literally, it's one, but it gives a sense of one at a time. It's just like in Chinese, you have yi to show one thing after another. Then ajalandikung is the goat dung. So it's like one piece of goat dung after another, each and every piece of goat dung. Kipi is, again, it's the aorist based on the verb kipati, which means to throw. So putting it all together now. So the other, the boy, having cut a hole in the curtain with a scissor, while the minister was talking together with the king, he threw, as soon as the minister's mouth was open, he threw one by one the pieces of goat dung into his mouth. Any questions on this?
One thing in the first sentence, when it has katari ajena?
Agena.
Why do they have the hyphen and the Y? Is that so? Is that usually, it's like silent almost, the Y, no?
No, it's not silent. It's katari is scissors. And this would be representing, actually this is a sandhi here. It would be katariya.
Oh, okay.
Which would be the genitive of the scissor. So it would be with the tip of the scissor. But what's happening, because of the sandhi, that longe is being dropped. And it's just being represented this way. Any question? Okay, so we'll go on to the next one. Okay, here. Okay, then you repeat. Purohito.
Purohito.
Mukang pavitang pavitang.
Mukang pavitang pavitang.
Gili.
Gili.
Okay, this is interesting because we have, even though it's a short sentence, but there are some rather complicated grammatical points. First, we have pavitang pavitang. You see, it's a repetition. Pavitang is the past participle of the verb pavisati. So we have here pavisati means to enter. Pavisi, that's the past. But pavitang is the past participle. Okay, so this, and then it's duplicated. Well, first, pavitang means entered, but it represents what has entered, which is the goat dung, ajalandikang. So it means, to spell it out, we would say, pavitang ajalandikang. Each piece of goat dung that entered, and then it's duplicated, pavitang, pavitang, to mean, well, it's duplicated to signify each piece of goat dung, or every piece of goat dung. And it's accusative because it's the object of the verb gili. The verb gili, this is aorist, the regular present tense would be gilati, which means to swallow. In fact, the English word gullet, which means throat, is probably related to the Pali gilati, to swallow. Okay, so he swallowed each piece of goat dung that entered. And then notice the word mukhang, which is also accusative. So mukhang is accusative in relation to pavitang, entered his mouth. Whereas pavitang is accusative because it's the object of the verb gili, to swallow. So the minister swallowed each piece of goat dung that entered his mouth. Got it? So you see, here we have two accusatives. The first, mukhang, is the object of pavitang, what has entered the mouth. And pavitang is the object of gili, swallowed, what he swallowed. And then the duplication, pavitang, pavitang, to signify each piece of dung. So the minister swallowed each piece of dung that entered his mouth. Any questions? Next sentence? Okay. Pita-sapi.
Pita-sapi.
Kinaso a-kinasu.
Kinaso. Kinaso.
No, I was trying to get both words together, but okay. Kinasu ajalandikasu.
Kinasu ajalandikasu.
Saning chalesi.
Saning chalesi.
Okay, so Pita Suppi is the crippled boy. And then we have Kinasu ajalandikasu. What case is this?
Locative.
And what grammatical form?
Past participle.
I mean, there's a past participle. Kinasu is past participle. But what grammatical form? Special name.
Absolute.
Right, it's the locative absolute. That is, it has the meaning when the goat dungs were finished. So when the pieces of goat dung were finished, then the crippled boy, saning chalesi, the verb is chalesi. Again, this is aorist. It's based on the verb chalati. Chalati means to move, in the sense of to passively move. Chalesi is the causative. Meaning to cause to move. Or to shake. you could say, to shape. So when all of the goat dung was finished, then the crippled boy shook the curtain. That was a kind of signal to the king that he was finished. Okay, now continue. Raja. You repeat after me. Raja.
Raja.
Taya Sanyaya.
Taya Sanyaya.
Ajalandi Kanang.
Ajalandi Kanang.
Kina Bhavang Nyatva.
Kina Bhavang Nyatva.
Aha.
Aha.
Acharya.
Acharya.
Aham Tumhehi Sadding.
Aham Tumhehi Sadding.
Katento.
Katento.
Katang nitaritung nusaki sami.
Katang nitaritung nusaki sami.
Okay, so going to the beginning. Okay, so Raja, this is the subject, the king, that's the nominative case. Taya sanyaya. Now the word sanya, when we get it in the suttas, normally means perception. That's the normal meaning. But it also has another meaning. The other meaning is that which causes a perception. In other words, a sign or a signal. So this is, here, sanya is being used not in the sense of perception, but in the sense of a signal. And so we have taya. Taya is the pronoun going with sanya. So by that signal, then we have ajalandi kanang kina bhavang nyatva. So nyatva is the gerund, meaning having known. Then kina bhavang is a kind of abstract noun based on the word kina. Kina means finish. So kina is finished, and then putting bhava to this means the state of being finished. Well, literally it would be something like finishedness, though of course that sounds strange in English, but that's the way it's expressed in Pali. But in normal English, you would say, having known that it was finished. And this is applying to ajalandika, that is, to the goat dung. So having known the finishedness of the goat dungs, that's literal. But in normal English, we would say, having known that the goat dung was finished. So by that signal, the king, having known that the goat dung was finished, aha, he said to his minister. Then he says, Acharya. Okay, Acharya is teacher. And this is the vocative form, because he's speaking directly to the teacher. And the Purohita is a Brahmin, and so the in religion, matters of religious matters or in matters of guidance, the king is supposed to look to his minister for instruction, so he calls him teacher. So he says, teacher, ahang tumhe sadding katento. While I was speaking together with you, and notice tumhehi is the plural form, because even though the minister is one, but this is the polite way of expression. Because the king, though he's the ruler, but he has to show respects to the minister who's a Brahmin. So he uses the polite form. So he says, while I was speaking together with you, katang nitaritung na saki sami. For some reason it uses the future, I don't know why, he says, but he says, I will not be able. Then nitaritung is literally to get across, to get to the other side. But it means, in normal usage, it means to finish. And to finish here applies to katang, which means talk or discussion. So while I am speaking together with you, I will not be able to finish the discussion, to finish speaking. Then he says, tumhe. Okay, now we have to repeat again. Then I'll ask for questions when we finish this. Tumhe.
Tumhe.
Ati mukarataya.
Ati mukarataya.
Nali mata ajalandika.
Nali mata ajalandika.
Gilantapi.
Gilantapi.
Tuni bhavang.
Tuni bhavang.
Na pajata.
Na pajata.
Okay, so tumhe is you speaking to the minister, but again he uses the polite plural form. You, ati mukara means talkative, too talkative, talking too much. And ati mukarata means talkativeness. And then this is the instrumental case, because of your excessive talkativeness. Nali mata ajalandika, a bowlful of goat dung. Gilantapi, even swallowing. Gilanta is present participle. Swallowing. Nali is a kind of measure, like a bowl. A bowl measure of goat dung, swallowing. Tunhi bhavang. Tuni bhava means silence. And na pajita, we have to break up to na plus a pajita. So na is, of course, the negation, not a pajita means to enter upon. Let's see some of the meanings they give. To arrive at, to reach. So in this case, tunhi bhavang na apajita, you do not arrive at silence. In other words, you don't finish talking. So he's saying, because of your excessive talkativeness, even while swallowing a bowl measure of goat dung, you do not become silent, or to put it in blunt English, you don't shut up. Okay, so the king is saying to the minister, teacher, when I am speaking together with you, I am not able to conclude the conversation. Or maybe what he means, I'm not able to finish what I want to say. Maybe that's the sense. I'm not able to finish my statement, my assertion. You, because of your talkativeness, because you are so talkative, even though you are swallowing a bowl measure of goat dung, you do not reach silence, or you don't shut up. Any question about this?
Just acharya, you said, is teacher?
Yeah.
What is brahmacharya?
No, this is a different word.
Oh,
brahmacharya,
it's
based on the same root, charity.
Okay.
But brahmacharya means Brahma is like holy, mm-hmm. and charya is
okay.
conduct.
Okay.
So it's holy conduct, spiritual. So it's rendered like the spiritual path, the spiritual life. Okay, shall we continue to conclude? Okay, so now we're on the next page. So, Brahmano, Manku Bhavang Apajitva,
Manku Bhavang Apajitva,
Tatopataya,
Tatopataya,
Mukang Vivaritva, Ranya Sating,
Ranya Sating,
Salapitung Na Saki,
Salapitung Na Saki.
So the Brahmin, that is the minister or the advisor to the king, the Brahmin, Manku Bhavang Apajitva. Manku Bhava means embarrassment, shame. Let's see what meaning they give here. Not so good. They give discontent, downcastness, confusion, moral weakness. I think embarrassment or shame is better in this case. And apajitva, having entered upon embarrassment, or having entered upon shame, or we would say having become embarrassed, or having become ashamed. Then we have this expression, tatopataya, that was mentioned in the grammar section, as what they call a postposition. It's on page 140. So pataya is literally beginning from. But tatopataya takes on the meaning from then on, from that point on. Then mukhang vivaritva, having opened his mouth, runyasadding, together with the king, salapitung, to converse, na asaki. This is, you have to break na saki into na asaki, not able, was not able. So the Brahmin, having become ashamed, or having fallen into embarrassment, from then on was not able to open his mouth and discuss, have a discussion with the king. So we have to see mukhang vivari, all of this mukhang vivaritva and ranya sadding salap pitung all become negated by the na from na asaki. So the na applies to mukhang vivaritva. He was not able to open his mouth in order to have a conversation with the king. Okay, then the last sentence. Raja. Pita sapping pakosapetva.
Tung nisaya.
Me sukang ladanti. Okay, maybe we just pause here. Okay, so the king, then we have the gerund, pakosapetva, having, this is a causative, having called the crippled boy. But the king doesn't call a boy himself, because kings are too dignified to do that. But he sends a messenger. So that's why the causative is used. So he has somebody else, like one of his servants, goes to call the boy. So having called the crippled boy, then he says to him, Tung Nisaya. Tung here is the second person accusative pronoun of Tvang, meaning you. So Tung is you, not that, but you. And it's the object of Nisaya. Nisaya means because of. So because of you, then may, this is for me, it could be dative or genitive, or it could be even instrumental, by, I think it's actually instrumental is best, by me, sukang, happiness, ladang, was gained. So because of you, happiness was gained by me. Or in normal English, because of you, I have gained happiness. Okay, and then tuto. Tasa sabattakam nama danang datva.
Tasa sambhatakam nama danam
dattva. Nagarasa chatusu disasu.
Nagarasa Chatusu Disasu.
Chitaro Varagame Adasi.
Chitaro Varagame Adasi.
Okay, so the word tuto is originally a past participle, meaning something like delighted. But it becomes like an adjective, delighted, and it's still describing the king, delighted to him, that's to the boy. Then we have a special expression, sabattakang nama Dunung Dutva, having, so Dutva is the gerund, meaning having given. Then this is Sabattakung Dunung, having given the wealth. Then we have this expression, probably the commentary explains what this is, because it's otherwise we can't tell just by looking at it what's really meant. Okay, this is made from subha, all, plus utta. Which means eight. And then we have this ending, k, which makes it into a kind of, into an adjective that is describing dana. So it's the wealth with all eights, or with eights of everything. Okay, so the comment, I think it's based on the commentarial explanation, they give the meaning in the glossary. Sabattaka, it's a gift comprising eight of everything given. So, for example, if you give a gift of, let's just see how the commentary explains it. It must have been an expression used in India during that period. Or maybe in Sri Lanka. Well, it doesn't explain. See if it doesn't explain. Anyway, maybe it means he gives him, I don't know, eight horses, eight bulls, eight. What other things?
pieces of dung?
No. Okay, so he gives him the wealth consisting of eight of everything, and then Nagarasu Chatusu Disasu. So Nagarasa is of the city, then Chatusu Disasu in the four directions of the city. That's the four quarters outside the city, probably to the east, south, west, and north. Chitaro Varagame Adasi. He gave him four, Varagame would be excellent villages. So in each direction, he gives a village to the boy. So the boy becomes like the mayor or the owner of the village.
So maybe that's the eight, four villages in four directions?
I don't think so.
No.
Because it seems having given him the wealth with the eight of everything, like that's one gift.
Oh.
And then he also gives an excellent top village in each of the four directions of the city.
So it's like eightfold wealth, sort of?
You could call it the eightfold wealth, yeah.
Was eight an auspicious number? That maybe that's...
I don't know.
Did the boy get four villages or 16
villages? Yeah, it's a good question. I'm wondering about that. I'm not sure. My supposition is that he got a choice, an excellent village in each of the four directions. So it comes to... Well, I don't know, actually. I just have to admit, I don't know. If it were just one, I think it would be enough to say Nagarasa Chatusu Disasu Varagamang Adasi, that he gave an excellent village in each of the four directions. But since it says Chitaro Varagame, it seems he gave four villages in each of the directions. So it seems it's a total of 16. Okay, so just putting this all together now. Okay, so the king, having had the crippled boy called to him, he said, because of you, I have gained happiness. And then delighted, having given him the wealth, how did you put it?
Eightfold wealth.
Oh, yeah, having given him the eightfold wealth, he gave him four excellent villages in the four directions, in the four quarters outside of the city. Okay, that is it. Yeah.
Can I ask a grammar question?
Of course, that's what you're here for.
I'm confused in the first line of this page. Tato pataya mukhang vivaritva.
Yeah.
So from then on.
Yeah.
But then vivaritva is a gerund, but it seems like it's functioning in the future.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. It could be taken either way. And I have to say, I'm not so sure how it would be taken. from then, it could be taken, from then on, having opened his mouth, the Brahmin was not able to converse together with the king. But that wouldn't make good, such good sense, because you opened your mouth for the purpose of making the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems that the na from a sucky should be taken to refer back even to the gerund. So in English we would render that he was not able to open his mouth and to converse with the king.
Okay.
Yeah, even though in Pali the way of constructing the sentence is somewhat different.
Bhante?
Yeah.
Quick question. So there you, when you have sabbattakam nama danam,
yeah,
does it mean like a gift by the name of sabbattakam?
Yeah.
What does the nama mean?
Yeah. The nama indicates that it's like a special kind of gift, like in English, we would put it in quotation marks. So he gave him the wealth called, and then put in quotation marks. Actually, the nama is something like called. So he gave him the wealth called aid of everything.
Thank you.
So it indicates like it's a special expression. Okay, any questions from the internet? Well, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people on UFU. Okay, it's 2 o'clock. Why don't we take a 10-minute break? Then, since we're about to start a new section. So we'll take a little break, then come back, and then we'll do the next section, which are verses from the Dhammapada. Did you have a question?
I kind of do. Yeah. You're saying with the Vivaritva, is that it's present tense?
No, Vivaritva is gerund.
It's a gerund.
So it would mean having opened his mouth.
Right, in the past, like what had just occurred before.
Opened.
No, but it's well, really talking about the future.
Yeah, this from is referring to.
See, and I thought they're talking about, like, from then on, he was not able, having opened his mouth, meaning he had opened his mouth.
That's one possibility, but I tend
king.
To see the na of a sake to refer, to cover every action here, that he wasn't able to open his mouth and to converse with the king. I remember coming across some examples.
Your translation kind of hedges it.
Yeah.
The translation that's been provided in this book kind of hedges.
What does it say?
It says, the Brahmin, having become embarrassed, from then on was not able, having opened his mouth, to converse with the king.
Yeah, that's because I think I did that translation in order to make it very literal so that it follows exactly or as closely as possible the syntax of the Pali. But I think there's an example. I remember an example going back years ago. Let me see if I could find it.
She made it.
I mean, like whenever he would open his mouth.
He would open his mouth like so that, like from then on. You know, was not able, having opened his mouth, like, because he was always opening his mouth. So now he was not able to.
So it's sort of like whenever his mouth was open, he couldn't talk.
Yeah.
It seems to be more of an idiomatic thing than
maybe.
An obscure meaning.
Maybe.
What is that?
It seems to be more of an idiomatic question than an obscure meaning. transferring the idiomatic use into English. What is that? I'm impressed how you like iced drinks.
I don't, and I told him to put no ice in it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They're all full of iced. With ice in the winter.
Yeah, this is an example which, to my mind, justifies taking the N to refer to also include the previous gerund. This sentence here, you could see it. So it's describing the different types of karmic behavior. And so this is Ida Manava Ekacho Iti Va Puriso Va Samanang Va Brahmanang Va Upasankamit Va Na Paripuchita Hoti. So here, young man, the Buddha is speaking to a young man, some woman or a man. Okay. Now we see Upasankamitva, having approached an ascetic or a Brahmin, Naparipuchita Hoti, is not one who asks questions. So you could take it, the na here, we want to construe the syntax in either of two ways, that he is one who, having approached an ascetic or Brahmin, does not ask questions,
right.
Or you could take the na to also cover the gerund, that having he's not one who approaches an ascetic or Brahmin to ask questions. And I tend to go with the second interpretation, that the na also covers the upasankamitva.
It seems to make more sense
yeah,
to me. Too.
Yeah, yeah.
More natural.
Because if one approaches the ascetic or Brahmin, then one just doesn't sit there silently. One has to.
Yeah, does it make sense? Yeah. What sutta is this from, Bhante?
This is from, it's called the Chula Kama Vibhanga Sutta, the shorter sutta on the analysis of karma.
Don't look at this drink. Look at all this ice. I tell them no ice.
You asked them for no ice.
No ice. It was packed with it.